gonna try to make it to the front of this march. Show you guys how big it really is. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
I just snuck on the scene, that's right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Just got here like 3 seconds ago.
We saw David in the front, we took a picture with him.
I gotta go up there. No problem, brother. I gotta run to the front.
Nice to meet you, Dave. Pleasure, nice man. To meet you, Chris.
Guys, I gotta run to the front.
All right, everybody. It is May 4th, 2021. It's 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. My name is Abarato. I do the show. I try to do it Sunday to Thursday, Eastern Daylight Savings Time. But lately, I have had my schedule interrupt me. So it's one of the reasons I don't really want to commit to a daily show, because it is very difficult when you work for a living and you have sporadic work like I do, on off. But I just wanted to check back in and say I do it most of the time. We don't have a lot of live listeners most of the time at fakeologist.com/live. I think most people are like me. They can't make a commitment to come to a live show. There are many live shows that feature truth, and I almost never attend them because it's usually in the middle of the day or it's during dinner. Or it's just, it's really difficult. I think for most people, the best time that they could possibly come to a live show would be about 8:30, 9 p.m. But other than that, people are just streaming and downloading on their own schedule. So I don't actually keep too great of a track as to how many people are watching this video. I guess I could take a look here at fakotube.com. Well, since I'm right here. And what do we got here? Let's see, page 2. Fakotube.com is my video website. And as you can see on the top here, thanks to Anonymous until May 2022. And it costs me about $100 US a month to run this site. That's, I don't think it's even half full yet. I only allow my own videos mainly because I can't host the whole world's videos. So mostly it's the stuff that I'm interested in. And if I did host a couple other truthers, I'd have to definitely double the monthly fee. And I think I could get 20 terabytes, but that would be over 200 a month. Yeah, so here we go here. I do have statistics, and I do trust these statistics more than, say, YouTube. Pretty much, here's one. My last show, I got 641 views, and actually two people are watching it right now, it says here. The show before, 441 views, and I can't tell you. I'd have to look into it more deeply to see how deep people get into the video. Here's one, 298, had 404 views, which is more than this beautiful woman here. What's-her-face, who I'd love to get her on the show. She is super smart, and she's Canadian. So just the show itself gets some pretty good views. And here's the one about martial law, even though it didn't ever come to Canada yet. That got a pretty good number of views, and it says here one person is watching it right now. Now, of course, I'm also on YouTube right now, but I delete the video right away off YouTube because they'll delete my channel. And I DLive. I'm on DLive now. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitch, and I'm also, well, I thought I was on Twitter, but I'm not sure if that's the case. And, of course, we do have the audio. This is mainly an audio show. I don't broadcast my ugly face because it's not necessary. And unless you have really good lighting like Uncle Odd, it's not sensible for old men to broadcast their video because, number one, they're usually doing something odd. They're usually not good looking. The background, they're usually shooting the camera into a light bulb, which is hard to look at, or the background is a outdoor window, which completely shadows their face. It's not smart. And if they have a good microphone, like I have a reasonable microphone, it's covering the whole face. So you need it right in front of your face to get good audio. And in the end, most people are not going to just sit down and look at you unless you're really a beautiful woman. So they'll listen to you. So you have to have good audio. And that's why I emphasize good audio. And I might upgrade this mic because it came with a boom stand. So, yeah, I literally bought the boom stand and a mic came along with it. It's probably not the best quality. But yeah, getting back, so I've always been on an audiophile because I think most people listen to audio when they're driving because it's time that is easily multitasked. It's hard to concentrate on too much other than driving, and you can listen in the background to audio. So the whole purpose of this is audio, really. So this is an audio broadcast. If you're following along on video, if you actually have that commitment to sit in front of your TV or in front of your iPad or your smartphone, then you can look at the screen. I don't really spend too much time upgrading or updating the screen, but it is good enough quality so you could read the screen, I suppose. So Fakeologist.com was sponsored for a whole year by Anonymous, and we're super grateful for Anonymous. And that's okay. Personally, I would like my name broadcast when I make a donation. I'm a little bit vain that way, but this person is obviously a selfless individual, and we are super thankful for him. And we're also thankful for quite a few other donors here and there. We've got some really regular donors. And if you go to fakeologist.com/donate, which I'm going to do, and then you add /donors, you'll see our donors page. And I just got another donation from Jean VG, Jean Van G. I guess he's Dutch. And he donates all the time. He's super generous. I don't think I've ever talked to him, but he donates all the time. And we've had Professor Eric, Babette, we had an anonymous Monero donator. And by the way, you got to tell me if you're donating by Monero, because there's no way of telling where it comes from. And I actually haven't even looked at my Monero wallet lately. So I don't even know if I've had a donation lately. All right, we've got a caller in her. I guess I'll take her. And I don't even know who's calling. And let's answer it. And I didn't answer it right. Way to go. I think it's Walker. Hold on a sec. I didn't press the right button. I'm a little out of practice here. Let's see who's at the other end of the line. Psychologist.
Have we figured this out?
Yeah, I couldn't find the pickup button.
All right, both of us are going to be fumbling. We're going to be fumbling our dicks for a second.
Yeah, all is this right. Tommy in North
Dakota?
Here we
are, big guy. You damn right, sir. How are you doing?
Yeah, you got a great radio voice. You should do a radio show.
Stop it. How's everything going up in the? Well, now we finally, I think, from what the weather seems, we snapped the cold front.
Well, not quite. Where I am, we went on a walk tonight. I wore my winter jacket. It was right on the border between half winter and full winter jacket. I went full winter jacket tonight because I hate being cold.
Okay.
So it was a little warm, but yeah, we're full winter jacket tonight.
Yeah. I call that two sweatshirt weather when we're at work, when there's enough time to where you can have one sweatshirt on. And like the long, we're going to have the long sleeve. You're going to have one sweatshirt and then the two sweatshirt pants.
Yeah.
And
you're in North Dakota, aren't you?
Yes, sir. And then you break it down to the shorts with a sweatshirt.
Yeah. But you work outside. So you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're working. So if you're working, you definitely don't need the extra layers.
It was 50. It was 56.
Yeah, that's
today.
Not bad. Yeah.
Today you're not messing around. Today you could have been in t-shirts.
Yeah, because you're working. But if you're just standing outside, you'd be cold. But you're working away.
Well, and it's windy. The wind ain't a joke.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the word wind chill.
No.
What do you think about that?
I don't like wind chill either.
The word wind chill.
I don't like the wind chill either, but they recently adjusted it because for years they were hyping it to be way too cold. Like they'd say it was Well, I'm going to go Celsius on you, buddy. You're going to have to deal
with
that.
Sure, that's fine. I can keep up.
So they might say zero, which is 32, and then they say it's minus 20 with the wind, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They were really over.
Yeah.
So they had a meeting, and they lowered the wind chill exaggeration by half. So now if the wind is howling.
Honestly,
yeah. They're totally lying about the wind chill.
That was actually a conference that your meteorologist or the people that talk about weather had.
You actually know about this?
What was that?
You know about the wind chill conference? There was a conference?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me? I thought you were telling me. They did adjust it. We call it Environment Canada and Carbon Pollution. They renamed it Environment Canada plus Carbon Pollution Department here. Yeah, they added carbon bullshit to it. Anyway, they did scale it back, Tommy. They did scale it back.
Well, that's one thing. When it's cold, how do they call that temperature? Me, when I walk outside, I just want to know it's cold out.
No, but when the wind blows and you have exposed skin, it makes huge. As a matter of fact, it was really windy in the past week, and I chose not to go out for a walk. I was not going to freeze my face off, so I just said, forget it.
Yeah.
So it's a real thing. Wind is real, guys.
No. I'm not saying it's not a... I'm saying why they consider temperature. Why can a temperature without wind chill... So do they call that, like, inside your house where there's
no
wind?
No, it's a dry temperature. The wind chill is just a feels like... Well, they actually changed wind chill to feels like for all the morons that didn't know what wind chill meant.
No, I know.
Said,
I've seen it on
feels like... feels really cold.
Yeah,
anyway,
you know it, dear. But you know the difference. We know it. I know it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you are in
of...
the you're in the Great Plains, or what? No, you're not in the Great Plains. You're in the whatever you call North Dakota.
Yes, sir. I'm in Fargo, North Dakota. But we are in the fucking coldest.
Well, I used to live in Winnipeg for 4 years, 4 winters in Winnipeg. It's cold. It's a
I
dry
wish
cold,
you were
but it's
in
cold.
Winnipeg. You know how much I wish you were in Winnipeg.
Yeah. Did you come visit me?
Because I can get to Winnipeg. And we could have dinner, and we could be at the Royal Fork Buffet
hanging
out. And we could at least have a dinner.
Not anymore. I'd have to come to the Cracker Barrel in Fargo.
They say you got to come. Yeah, you got to come to this side.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think of it like that.
The South Dakota governor was just real smart about things. I think it's mainly because she knows she would probably be overthrown by the locals there.
Well, and then we got Sturgis that's going to come. So is this, because I've now once put my shovel in the dirt season hits, I don't know nothing about nothing. So is...
You're out of it because you're working.
Is South Dakota, are they letting loose a little bit? Because they got Sturgis. They got fun, you know what I mean? They
I don't know
Dakota's
what's happening in most states. I'm sorry, but I just know that South Dakota
either.
Governor was the one of the holdouts to the whole hoax. But
she was. Oh,
yeah, she was good. She was real good. She's sort of like DeSantis in Florida, and maybe is there anybody else that's really decent talking about this? I guess not, because even the no mask states. I heard the governor of Arizona is. He's on some vaccination board for some drug company. So, listen, it's a simulation. It's a simulation.
Yeah.
They're letting Florida slide. They could turn the case count up in a second.
A heartbeat.
Yeah,
yep,
it's a simulation, people. There's
and
no...
Especially with... And they're, it's almost like they're laughing. And I don't mean to step on you there.
That's
it's
all right.
It's almost like they're laughing at us with the MMA fights going on in certain towns.
Well, that's in Florida, that's in Florida.
Yeah, and they're doing it one state, and all of a sudden that one state goes, and just have a whole thing and fuck everybody's whole summer.
Oh, yeah, you know it, you know it.
You know what I mean?
You know it. This is a game, guys. Don't get excited about Florida. Don't get excited about Florida. This is a game.
You guys?
Yeah. We're getting...
I cannot believe that you guys are still... And I learned it from What's-Her-Face.
Oh, she's so cute. Love that girl.
She's killing me, buddy. I mean, I'm not sitting there saying I'm a handsome man myself, but good Lord, if she wants to talk, we can talk, and we can
listen.
We can smack about the conspiracy factors.
Absolutely.
She seems like a good conversation.
Oh, yeah. I'd have a great conversation with her. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they
she
would
can
go
be funny. The thing is, she's funny, dude.
She's really smart. She's a smart ass. She's sarcastic. She's got...
Talk a little shit.
Oh, man,
she's
great.
The number one thing is to talk shit. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah.
I actually put her on Faco. I'd love to have her on. Let's just get a flavor.
It will. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
here's who we're talking about.
This was Jacksonville, Florida last night.
She's good at making videos, too, by the way.
Okay, yeah, I know. Go ahead.
This is What's-Her-Face.
I think it's time you peeked outside of your igloos and admitted you've been bamboozled. Because your country is being run by a man following in his famous father's footsteps. I'm just fucking with you. It's a conspiracy theory that Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son. And there's absolutely no evidence that he's a communist at heart.
There's a level of admiration I actually have for China. Because
did she doctor them pictures?
Basic dictatorship.
Which pictures?
The Trudeau Castro. Is that a thing?
That's not her.
Shut up, dude.
That's not her. But I think that's more.
No. I meant the Trudeau.
Yeah, I've heard that for years.
Have you guys heard that? I have not heard that.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's misdirection because I think that most of the elite children are just bred. Because he doesn't even look like his father in any way. His father was not an attractive person, and now we have more of an attractive person.
They just adopt these people.
Come on, they go to the sperm egg bank. They make them. They don't look very similar to their parents at all. In this case, anyway.
I didn't mean to jump on. It's fine.
But I think it's misdirection though. When he may look a little like Castro, but. Okay, it's a generic look.
I like it because I've been so blackpilled and so, like, drug. My face has been drugged through the conspiracy darkness. You know what I mean? And I'm assuming you've done this, too, to yourself.
Yeah.
We've been so drugged behind the Mad Max car.
Yeah.
We're the dude that's being like fucking drug, and the Mad Max people are laughing and fucking spitting their
when you say drugs, do you mean drugs or do you mean dragged?
Yeah, like dragged.
Oh, dragged. Yeah.
And we're like laughing. They're laughing at us. Ha ha ha. Look at him. And then sometimes I just like to embrace the fact that, yep, you guys got me. So then I'll just say, yep, you guys are funny. Okay. Fun and games. So if Trudeau's mom is whoever, or
it's Margaret,
that was,
Margaret Trudeau. She was a whack job. She's still a whack job.
She is. I don't even know enough.
I barely know much about her because I'm not really into.
Well, you guys are Canadian. I'm Canadian. American, North Dakota. Yeah,
I know. Should we look up what mega region you're going to be living in soon? Let's see. Here.
Shall we?
Well,
FEMA,
I can't.
I'm assuming I'm in region 7.
No, that's FEMA region. No, this is the redesigned North America. Because you're definitely going to be locked in.
There's something new?
No, you're America 2050. Let me find it for you. Come on here.
Okay. Yeah,
you might not even be on the map. They don't really.
Sure?
Well.
And if not, let's go ahead and.
No, you're not really. You don't really.
Far North Dakota is nowhere near.
Well, they didn't give you a region. They didn't give you a region yet because this is loose because the whole middle is missing actually from the map.
It is okay because so where does it go? Detroit? Because I'm assuming you're more towards Detroit.
I'm in the Great Lakes mega region. That goes all the way around the. At least the bottom lakes. So we've got Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. We have Ohio. We have up upstate Pennsylvania or most of Pennsylvania.
So I'm cut off. So you go east.
Well, that's around the lakes. We're in the Great Lakes mega region. There's 70 million people in our mega region. 70.
Yeah, I know.
It's a huge
wondering what happens when once you come our way, when you come a little west,
nothing
into the weird Great Plains, nothing.
No, there's no mega
and
region.
And I think that we're considered. Yep, I consider we're the deepest. We are on the plain, or wherever you want to say. Either way, because the one the Red River obviously flows one direction, and I'm wondering what's that all about. Because I feel like we're super deep in the earth.
I'm just looking
just
here.
Saying nothing to...
The Great Lakes mega region's even divided up here. And let me, I haven't seen this before. The mega regions. Oh, this is off Skype. Okay, here we go. Yeah, there's the Great Lakes mega region's got Detroit, Quebec corridor, the Rust Belt, which is Ohio, then the Chicago region.
And
then
more west.
There's this region just a little west, southwest, is called the Gateway region. And no, you guys don't really show up on the map right now.
Man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You'll have.
Trust me. I know. I think they called it a. It's called a.
Will you be Middle America?
Gosh. Yeah, no. It's actually called like a stick, like a throwaway society term. It's something real weird, and I haven't.
Let me give
to
some other mega regions.
Anybody.
Florida is its own mega region. The Northeast is a
for
mega region.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the coasts are going to be.
Piedmont Atlantic, which is Atlanta. I'm not sure where Piedmont comes from, the name. The Gulf Coast is a mega region. The Texas Triangle is a mega region, which I believe is Dallas.
The Triangle. Okay.
Dallas to Austin to San Antone. So that's a triangle, Texas Triangle. There's the Front Range mega region. So that's the range just in front of the Rocky Mountains, just east of the Rocky Mountains. So that looks like Colorado,
so Arizona,
Denver.
Arizona
Sun Corridor is its own mega region. Then there's Southern California. That's a mega region. And I think that includes Las Vegas. And Northern California is a mega region. And Cascadia is another mega region. So you're in
wherever
the middle.
That is.
You're in the middle. You're not really included, so you might... I don't know what you are.
You know what it is. We got to either shape up or ship out.
Well, yeah, you'll be... Maybe. Maybe they'll...
Or people
maybe, no,
rush
maybe they're
going to
evacuate your area. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, well, one, the number one thing is if you want to even think about it, what I know is if this drought's going to where it's going to go and people want to pretend they're on a ball... and spinning, sure. Mm. But what it is the Red River only runs north. So if the Red River is not running north...
The Red River runs north?
Yes.
Oh, runs into the Hudson's Bay. Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly. So if we don't have water coming up here, which is down here, really, right, because we're in the valley.
Wait, hold on a sec. Underperforming regions... So you're in the Great Plains mega region.
Yes.
This is another map I just found. And the Northern Rockies is a mega region. Okay, so you're in the Great Plains mega region, which is most of the Mississippi Valley. Okay. Sorry, I'm not sure
what you're looking at, but I do know if the water doesn't flow here.
This is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No,
but
this
something
is...
that I try to bring up to the people in my community.
No, this is real. This
is
real.
Well,
I don't know about the drought, but here they got the Great Lakes mega region, the Appalachian Mountains. So this is sort of the same. Oh, I see. These are the underperforming regions. Okay, so they basically, I see what happened.
Yeah, there would be no way for water if water is already draining loose. Okay, so if there's a lack of water,
I gave you the high performance mega regions. The underperforming regions are Northern Rockies, Great Plains, Rio Grande Valley, Mississippi Delta, the Deep South, which
we're not going to get water.
Not water. They just will have little economic activity, and they'll drive those people off the land. They'll get them off the land.
I just assume. Assuming that we're not going to get. Our number one thing is farming, right?
I know. Yeah.
So we're going to, our corn, which is already.
But they might shut down your farming there. They might shut it down.
Or they're going to get bailouts and keep
people. No, I think
they'd
shut it down.
Go ahead.
I think they shut it down.
What I watched, what I saw was drain tile getting put in under a few farms out on the small towns outside where I live. And I can see the bigger farms that used to have corn, right?
Yeah.
Right now, I watched them, they were getting drain tile put in under their crops. I'm assuming that's what was going on.
Well, I don't know.
So
I think they'd shut your region down, though. Let me go to the blog. I got. I only have half an hour left. I'd like to keep these shows to an hour.
No, well, let me get the hell out of here, too, big guy.
No, you can sit on. You want to sit on? I don't mind having a guy shotgun.
Buddy. Hey, I'm not mad at you.
No, I know you're not mad.
You
can
sit.
Sit shotgun. Sit shotgun.
Okay. Okay. Just, let's figure it out then, big guy.
Master of none.
Working anywhere, a couple of northerns.
I know. Well, I took a few days off because I was a little busy, and I put a post up saying no show tonight, and I should have probably taken it down because there is a show tonight. It says Master of None says, and I think this is a female, says, they are great, Ab, but I love your show. It's long overdue for you to do this. The best thing about this PSYOP is hearing from you and finding even more voices than before. So intelligent, articulate, and humble. Oh, my God. Isn't that nice?
Ooh. Jeepers creepers.
Wow.
Ab.
I love that.
Golly, don't make me go up and get my mom and make her wake up and be like, Ma, what they say about us, Ma?
Yeah. Thanks, Mom, for writing that in. No, my mom doesn't listen.
Right?
Yeah, so that was real nice. And
That is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that was nice. So that's inspiring. And, of course, also, did you hear that we got a huge donation to pay for FacoTube for a whole year? That was fantastic.
Shut up, and I'm due for that. So what? So the year, somebody got us for the year now, and then you already know I'm going to check in here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And then so good, dude.
Yeah, that was real good.
It's easy to keep you going.
So that person loves FacoTube, and FacoTube is coming up to. I think we got about 800,000 views. Now I can't really remember when we started FacoTube. I think
it was bad. I was actually talking about Fakeologists.
No, I'm talking about FacoTube, where I just put my favorite video.
Got a donor to do the servers for the year?
Yeah. They paid for the year.
Nice.
Yeah, because that was
beautiful
a little pricey. Fakeologists cost nothing.
I was going to say,
Fakeologists is nothing.
I know. You've been a genius with that.
Yeah, that's cheap. That doesn't cost nothing.
Yeah, FacoTube. So FacoTube, you got somebody. Thank you. Whoever that is.
Anonymous, yeah.
I hate to even say or whatever.
Yeah, that's great. Great.
The way Ab does it is the way we should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
value for value.
Time, right? And just
I think it's the best way.
Keep
if you don't have money, just listen.
Yeah.
If you have some money and you like
it. Saying it like that,
so nice. Because there's people that do well in society and the people that don't do as well. So the people that do well, you got to kind of take care of the guys at the bottom because they're still people too, and they want to know the truth. And I think the truth should be free. And if someone wants to sponsor the dissemination of the truth, I think it's a way better model. And there's no gatekeeper, so it's easy to get all my files and all the videos. There's no passwords or any of that crap that makes it really difficult. So. Yeah, I really appreciate the people that put in the effort, the commenters, the Patreons.
And ain't that weak that we got a call, like having a login, and then all of a sudden the password to the login wants to change. And then that makes logging into that person's, pay site a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, fuck, dude, I just want to get there real quick.
I'm the same way,
a couple...
Yeah,
it drives me a little nuts. It drives me a little nuts, but at the same time,
if you're using a browser that blocks the logins, like I use the Brave browser, it blocks all the logging in. So I got to turn the blocking off to get on the website. It's such a pain.
I do get disappointed when there is a hitch in my giddy up, we'll say. If, but I got Chrome, and if I can jump on to the website, we're what, Illuminati Watcher? I mean, there's a couple where you can jump on and get the updated podcast, or you get an email even. I don't mind the email. You email me when you're doing you. I actually appreciate the email.
Yeah. No, I send an email. I send them manually. I don't send too many emails because if I send too many emails, the email validation / verification services that some guys use, they'll block me. So they'll block my whole server. So Comcast blocks all my emails. So I know there's a lot of people on Comcast, so they don't get my emails all the time because I get blocked. And I'm sure Gmail would do the same thing. So.
So you're turning into the word potential spam.
Well, they would call you spam if you started hitting them too many times. And of course, I don't. I send only 500 emails out when I do a show. But maybe if Comcast got 25 at the same time because my server's not smart or sophisticated, maybe it would count that as spam. I don't know. I don't know how it works. They don't explain it.
One thing I know, you're doing what we have to do.
Yeah, I am.
What's that? On the level of actually learning what servers are, learning how to work computers.
It's not hard.
Proper.
It's not hard. I'm not smart.
I'm barely smart, and because I tell my buddies I go Linux, they're like this, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, it's a PHP, Adobe, or not Adobe, but Indian, god damn it, what the fuck is the now the name?
I don't know.
Just I went GNU everything.
GNU.
Right? Yeah, I tried to stay on that side with all my stuff, and then do I got up to have a Chrome browser for this? Am I talking to you on a Pixel phone? Yeah, I'm talking to you on a Pixel phone, and I do have Chrome running on a. What OS am I running on? This one that I'm actually looking at you at. So I have this, I'm actually looking at you on a elementary.
All right. It's okay.
Or Pop OS. Do you know anything about Pop OS?
Not really, no. You lost me.
So that's the Linux. That's the Linux one I got. I just know, I get goofy with the stuff, and my buddies hate me for it.
Hey, did you know there was a big rally in Montreal this week? Montreal is the largest French city in Canada.
Okay, didn't know that, but what are we rooting for?
And the Ministry of Truth, which is our national broadcaster, CBC.
Okay.
They said a large group.
Is that
marched.
What it's called?
It's
MOT.
I call it that, MOT. That's from George Orwell, Ministry of Truth.
No, dude.
That's CBC, Canadian Broadcast Corporation.
Okay.
Their article is, a large group marched a loop around the park, and estimates were 100,000 to 200,000. Is that a large group? Is that how you would describe 100,000 or 200,000 people, a large group?
Oh, but I'm from Fargo, North Dakota. That sounds excessive.
100 or 2, that's as many people in your whole state. Showed up in Montreal.
That's what I'm saying,
hello.
That's what I'm saying. I go, that's
so in case anyone wants to know, that's called lying by omission. If you don't want to include everyone in your story, you're lying. So there you go. And just if none of this mattered, if you believe the virus, do you want to live in a country where the official state media is lying their ass off? I don't. That's wrong.
No, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm honestly
just lying.
Tired of all of everything, dude.
I know.
Would rather, can we, well, you're a trucker, okay, right? You take your goods from wherever you got to do.
Yeah, I just take stuff around town.
I don't know if you're a trucker.
I am.
I mean, you just seem like a normal guy. Like somebody asked me to pour concrete at their house. I'll pour concrete. Somebody asked you to drop a little goods at their house, you drop the goods at their house. We're general good people. You know what I mean? Like,
we are good people.
And the way that this is turned...
We're laborers. I can't do it for much long. I'm getting older.
Me too. I'm definitely feeling it the same way. And it sucks, though, because there's a lot of... the next batter's up is what I'm worried about. So I work with my friends that he's
Are you saying the next generation can't cut
yeah.
it?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering.
You know what the solution is going to be to that?
Go ahead.
Chinese. They'll bring them in. They like to work. They do. They work hard. That's a stereotype, yeah. but they do work.
I hear you.
They build countries. Hello.
I heard you.
What's happening everywhere?
You. And at the same time,
they'll bring
they
the Chinese by the boatload.
So now you're saying this. Now I'm not being anything. But with this, don't they say that with the Mexicans with the South?
Listen, if China is running the world, if they're building everything, they're making everything. Do you know that we send our meat over to China and they process it and then they send it back? How stupid is that?
I had no idea that that was even a thing. One, my meat gets sent to Brian, and then Steve gives me my venison, and we're homies.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about the mass production.
No, but I know what you're talking about.
They load the logs. They load the timber into containers and send it to China for processing into lumber. They don't even do that in British Columbia. It does make sense because they can't get anyone, I guess, to do the work over here or whatever they've done. The Chinese must do it for a lot less.
So whatever they want. Okay, I'm going to talk over this. And it will sound, one, because I'm in Fargo and I do see China, I do see your Canada roots steeping here. Not
yeah, yeah. Fargo's
way,
close to the border.
I see it. Yeah, I see it. And then I also see I can see both sides.
The Mexicans come right up to the
border.
Do
I run into anything bad? Do I run into anything bad with either side?
I don't know.
I see gentlemen working. You know what I mean? I see buddies that work.
Yeah.
And crews that work. Do I see an all kind of Chinese crew doing some things? And I'm like, damn, I didn't
You got
know
Chinese
that.
Workers there now?
Yep, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
didn't even notice. Go ahead.
Well, I want to go to my next blog post because this is sort of where I'm going here. And because I think that the states
We're not going tranny gate, are we?
I haven't done any tranny gate lately. I'm okay. I'm going tyranny gate, not tranny. It sounds the same, but you reverse a couple letters. And it's tyranny.
Okay.
DefyTyrants.com. Here we go. My post is, and we all know this isn't breaking news, corporations are the new states. So here's a sign of at a hotel in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Tennessee's doing right now with their COVIDs, but it's probably the same as about everyone else. And sure. They have a sign here on their front door. Yes, masks are still required. But the county mandate has expired. We don't care. This is a sign, by the way. But I've already had COVID. We don't care. But Rona is a hoax. We don't care. But I'm vaccinated. We don't care. If you're not consuming, you're masking. That's their sign. So they don't care about...
I heard everything that you just said, and I do apologize for jumping on this.
All right.
So you're telling me, so they have the, so they're talking with themselves, with their sign. They have a sign that goes, oh, motherfuckers, you think it's funny and it's cute to say, no maskers, oh, we don't care. And then the next row down is saying this, that, we don't care. That's the sign that's in front of this establishment.
Mm-hmm. The point is they don't care about the law. They don't care about laws.
Yeah, what state is this? Exactly. Yeah, what state is this in?
Chattanooga, Tennessee. I guess they're woke there.
I guess they're woke there. What is anybody that... Do we have anybody that lives in that town? Because, one, I don't... I walk in barefaced.
Okay, good for you.
Bareface everywhere, dude. I walk in bareface everywhere. I the last time I got fucked with was in 2020.
Well, you're good.
Honest to goodness.
Do you have mandates in North Dakota?
My mom got fucked with at Menards. If you know what the store Menards is?
Yeah,
Menards,
it's a department store.
Like a lumber hardware store. Yep.
I thought it was a department store.
She did get fucked with. No, they're more of a, it's more of like a hardware to lumber. We had to get lumber for the fucking fence.
Right.
And she got messed with. My buddies and I
lumber's gone through the roof.
I'm
huh?
the only one. Yep. I don't put it on. I've been said something to on one hand.
Yeah.
All my times. And I'm not doing it virtually. Because I hate the fucking dude that's like rolling around like, yeah, I've been on 19 airplanes. Fucking, I do the shit. Dude, now, just in Fargo, I don't say anything. And I just look at everybody like a human. And I can tell when people are uncomfortable with it. And I don't push the envelope. Does that make it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
No point. We're all fucked up, dude. And that's what it is. I feel like we're all.
By the way, I ordered. I went on this website here. I'll just give people. I'm gonna get this guy in the show. It's a good dude. It's called FakeMaskUSA.com, and they do ship to Canada. So okay. These guys are good.
I love when you get somebody that can ship to Canada. And Ab, when you feel that Canada love, dude, you are my hero with the energy that you bring.
All right, thank you. Well, this guy made a mask. They made a mask that's see-through, and he's making a mockery of it. And what did he say here? They're 100% compliant face masks. Guess what? Much like all other cloth face masks, these masks do nothing at all except get you in the store. I love that.
Right, exactly.
So guess what? PayPal didn't get the joke, so they cut him off. He can't take money from PayPal. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
PayPal's puke.
This is the danger of these companies. They are becoming social justice executors, judge, jury, and executors of transactions. It's crazy. Get away from
these. It's got to be known, man. PayPal. F of PayPal, I do got to say that too. I'm Tommy King from fucking Mapleton, North Dakota. Normal dude.
Yeah.
Have a bank account. Have a debit card. My debit card's done from being on PayPal. PayPal won't accept magically my debit card.
Tommy King, you're on the no pay list.
Yeah, it happened with Crow 777.
Oh, they found you sneaking around Crow 777.
Yeah, I was paying Crow 777, and all of a sudden my card got accepted at a bunch of different places.
Oh, got
and
it.
And PayPal smoked me out, dude.
Oh, isn't that something? Wow. Well,
it's super weird. It's super weird.
And it's more reason to pay me in Monero or Pirate
right?
Coin.
Right, and I try to say it to the people.
Get on the Pirate Coin,
like
boys.
Yourself. Yeah, I try to say it to you guys, or not you guys, but I brought it up to Conspiracy Castle, which is one of my, the last of the dying breed that I'm going to breathe life into you. Barely, I'm going to give life to JLB, and then I'm going to do something for Alex Stein 99. If
Who's
you know
that?
Who that kid is.
No.
We'll find him, but there's a couple of people that North Dakota is going to at least run, and then I got to die myself because they're suffocating me so bad. I've lost so much shit to where I can't even give my daughter the money that I want to give her because the avenues are getting knifed off. You know what I mean? Snuffed
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, so, yeah. But, yeah, I can't have PayPal. And this PayPal thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to give a shout-out to Fake Mask USA. I might get the guy on the show. I did put an order in because I didn't order last year because I figured this would go away. But right where we live here, it's not going away here.
Okay, so hold on. My bad. Fake Mask USA, what do you got me? What are we going to go get at?
Fake Mask USA. They have this. What do they have here? I'll show you the products. They call them fake masks. And got here? They've got, I ordered the double incognito fake mask because it looks like a real mask. And they also have the offensively fake mask, which is super clear. And you can just say that it's some super high-tech material, and you can't say it's not doing it. Yeah. Basically, he says,
you can't say
these
nothing
masks,
about this. You see what it is.
Yeah. Are you looking at this? Yeah.
No, I am. I'm not yet, but I can tell what it is. And with the confidence that you say, I can hear that you know.
So I ordered one of these. I ordered the dark one because I should have ordered the fake one, the one that's super clear looking. But they have a gator that's got two. It's double sided. I'm not sure how that works, but they got the fake side where it covers everything, but it's clear. And then I think you can turn it around so it's more dark and it looks like it's blocking everything. And basically, like he says, it does nothing, but it gets you in the door. So I ordered those.
Yep, that's what we're looking for.
So I'll see if I can have him on the show. Or I'm going to see what happens with this because I wanted something that was inoffensive. I'm not going to put an FU sign on my mask because my company especially says you can't do that. And also I wanted something that is clearly a joke, a mockery of the situation. But it's sort of, you got to think about it a little bit. So there you go. And they did some flybys. I think they're in Columbus, Ohio.
No, you did good. You did good. Now yeah. I see it. I got you.
Fake mask, USA.com.
What you do is, what you do is what you've done from the Gideon. But you and, especially with your kid, what's up with M.A.? If I say it,
don't know
by giving the initials.
I don't know
what's
up. He doesn't contact. Out of touch. Although he was tweeting, I think today or the other day. But
was he?
Yeah.
Because that one, and so this will snag.
You want
him
back on the show? Should he come back? Because he says I'm
one. I know what we're gonna do right now. What I'm gonna do and say right now, we'll like sniff him out of his little fucking. You know what I mean? Like out of his little.
Rabbit hole.
So So MA, dude, just where's the tribe at? Where's it at? I'm respectable of what he talks.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's be civil, let's be patriotic and civilized, right? Is that the dumbest thing to say? That'd be dumb to say that. Old Mark Sellin is a fucking asshole for telling motherfuckers to not be freedom-minded. That'd be the dumbest thing we could say. Let's be freedom-minded. Let's be F the police, dude. You know what I mean? So I hope he's being F the police. I hope he's being F the land. Let's hope he's being poop the land. Let's hope that he's finding manure to put on land that fucking we can do this shit. And let's shit on our shit and get with the shit, dude.
I agree. Looks like Chris Sky. Do you know who Chris Sky is, by the way? He's the Canadian muscle
last
guy.
Time, yes, that was the Canadian I was mad at, and you actually got mad that I called him out last week.
You got mad
you
at
mad
Chris Sky?
You got mad that I got mad at that guy.
Why? What did you do?
I don't like that guy.
Oh, you don't like Chris? I didn't get mad because I don't even remember.
You never remember,
I don't remember.
I know that he is putting on he has a good accent. It'd be like me embracing my Garth Brooks side.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That's all I gotta say. No, I'm sure he is.
Good guy. He was just banned off Twitter. So there you go.
Yeah.
He's banned off everything. And he was in Montreal. He did a good speech. Okay, I got about 10 minutes
he's
left.
A gentleman.
Yeah, he is amazing. I think he's real,
but
too.
I'm teasing.
No, he's real.
And you're right, you asshole. You know he's right. I'm right.
Oh, he is good. Should I play
Were you going to play some?
I'm going to play the... Have you heard this from Agnes von der Planitz talking about asking people, would they drink a vaccine? Have you heard this?
No, but I'll
have a listen.
The line.
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it and five main compounds that go along with the so-called...
68 things in a quaxine. I did list them, by the way. I did find a list of all the things in a quaxine. So that's what he's talking about here. So hold on.
All disease, it's either grown... most often it's grown on eggs. So they'll let the eggs rot.
By the way, I'm allergic to eggs. That's why I can't take the quaxine, so I'm not sure what they're going to do with me. Cannot take it.
They contaminate them with this, you know, with diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution, and they put a tiny amount of that, I mean a fraction amount of that, into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it?
Mm-hmm.
When I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that.
There you go. That's the best way to ask someone, would they stick that in their veins? Well, shouldn't you be able to drink it if you stick it in your veins? Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can
it's
you?
Already known, bud. It's already known, bud. I was wondering if you were talking to me.
Yeah.
We know that can't be stuck in our bones.
Right.
And it should be normal. It should be normal talk. It should be normal energy that we just love ourselves and love the person and change the game with thinking. My number one thing was just free thought. Have I thought again? And so I just know I gotta go. And at the same time, Ab, you showed me to think again.
Yeah.
And I will always respect you. And
thank
what
you, Tommy.
You did with
Tommy King.
Even with thinking again with a computer, even thinking again with like home networking,
mm-hmm.
that thought is real on top of any. Even if okay, so a person doesn't want to care about networking their house proper.
Sure.
Well. Fuck it. Do they think about networking their house with conspiracy? Sure. Like, either way you want to think about just advancing your family in a different way than just asking and jumping on the payphone and being like, hey, Burger King, need to give my family a thinger.
Tommy.
That's the thing, bud. Go ahead.
You're a good man. Thanks for calling in, eh?
Stop it, eh?
Yeah,
we're going to do this, eh?
Yeah.
Abby, stop
you're
it,
the man.
Eh?
You're the man, man. You're the man.
Stop
I'm gonna,
it,
I'm going
to
wrap
I'll
this show up.
I'll talk to you another time then, all right, bud?
Thank you for calling
we're
in,
we're going to paint the town red.
All right. We'll paint it.
All right, then.
Don't forget to mask before
you
paint, eh?
You got a job for me?
Don't forget your
mask. You
got
a job for me?
Don't forget to mask before you paint. There's your tip. Mask
up. All right, then. You let him know. I'll call him when I see you.
All right, I'll give you two to the head. Do you remember the Fabulous Sports Babe? Remember that nutty woman? She did a radio show. I think you might be too young for that. Okay, he's gone. All right, the Fabulous Sports. Tommy's... You're a good man, Tommy. Tommy is a good man. Let's just zip over to the chat here. See if anyone's left any messages here. Okay, we had Millennium Falcons there tonight. He's always on YouTube. And he likes Tommy. And what else we got here? Salty Siren thinks Tommy is drunk. I don't know. He's a what does he do? He's a concrete pourer or something. He builds driveways. Yeah, he's a good guy though. Probably be a good guy to have hanging around and help you out there. What else we got there? So not too much in the chat tonight. We'll try and do this show tomorrow again. It just depends on my mood and my work schedule. Things are a little bit busier. Where do I go? I recommend the Real Chris Sky TV on Twitch. I also recommend Kevin J. Johnson. And he's smart. Finally, you got to go to his website, kevinjjohnson.me, and that'll basically point you to wherever he is on. I might get him on FakoTube because he keeps getting knocked off everywhere. Looks like he's not even online tonight. Let's just click on here. So he's on Ed's channel. Let's see. So Ed was knocked off. Now everyone's been knocking. He should forget Twitch. Twitch is not working. Wow, Ed was knocked off. Well, a lot of these guys are having a hell of a time. This channel does not exist. So he better figure out what he's doing there. I might try and get him on FakoTube just to push its limits because he has at least 200 people watching at any one time. So that might be fun trying to get that working with him, although I don't have the energy if he has a complaint about it to help him out. So he's been knocked off Twitch. I don't even know. He's probably not even on Facebook right now. So he's going to have to figure things out as well. But those are two channels I'd recommend, but I don't know where Kevin J. Johnson is right now. And I don't have the time to check it out. I think he's on Telegram. Oh, we got one late caller. Now, where's the answer button here? Fakeologist.
Hold time, 9 seconds.
Yeah, Fakeologist. Daniel, hello.
Hey, Ab, how you doing? Minarco Fate here. Hey, so anyway, I'd like to give a shout-out to that last caller.
You like Tommy?
Great guy, by the way, and a wonderful state. So a little thing about North Dakota. So North Dakota, previously beforehand as known, has had a state bank. In contrast to the Federal Reserve, the state bank was fair and square, no loans, no interest rate, none of that. I mean, a lot of this is pointed out in stuff like Creature on Jekyll Island,
a real bank.
Central banking. Yeah, basically a real bank. No, I mean, none of that, you know what I mean, paper, that thin air.
Right. So they're helping the people. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, basically. Well, I'm not sure if they're doing that right now, but other than that, I mean, really give it to them.
Yeah, he was a good caller, huh? He's a good caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. How you been? I'm just wrapping this show up, so we'll just talk a bit if you want. How you been?
No, good. And you, how's it been for you, Ev?
Well, we're just getting killed right now up in Ontario. Even the golf courses are closed. Makes no sense.
Yeah, I understand.
It's crazy.
No, it is insane. I mean, it's also insane that just down here, we may or may not get an open tranny, of course. An open tranny.
Oh, my God. I think he or she would win, too, don't you?
Oh man, that's the thing that kind of gets buggy. I mean, there's guys like I don't remember that other guy's last name. He says he's against the status quo and all. I mean, I'm not sure it's exactly a he, but it is a bald elder person. But I mean, I don't know. I was hoping someone like that would at least get in.
What a mockery, though! What a mockery! What a mockery!
No, it is a mockery. I mean, there are a few guys like Mike Gonzalez, if I remember. I mean, just decent people, but I mean, I mean, if they're right, probably. I mean, we're not only going to have, you know, an open tranny governor, we're going to have a world stager again. I mean, the last one we had, Schwarzenegger, was decent, more or less. But, I mean, either way, I mean, it really is just a circus here. I mean, we're getting pummeled badly.
You are. And it's just, you know what? It's going to set the stage that people are going to just ask for a manager to run the area. They're not going to want to elect these clowns. And that's really the purpose of Biden. Biden is clearly a clown that he has no idea. He can't even form sentences. Even if he's acting, I don't think he is. But say he was acting, it's the same result, that people are not going to want someone of the people representing them. So they'll just demand a manager. And because they're going to use this COVIDs to make it seem like no politician can manage this quote-unquote plandemic, then they'll just want a dictatorship, and that'll last for, well, as long as people can stand being locked down all the time. I think that's the goal. They want to end elections, period. And this Biden
is... Yes, they are going very communitarian, as noticeably. This is something that's been around discussed in channels like Book of Ours. I mean, they've noticed that within like June, July 2020 territory, they've noticed that this... this continent was heading towards a very communitarian, I mean, you notice it too, a very communitarian pathway. I mean, just something along the lines of, as you said, a manager, something along the lines of a so-called community. But you know how the WEF is. I mean, just nothing more than their candy-ass language and all that. Little sprinkles on top, cherry on top. I mean, you know how it goes. I mean, that's exactly where they're heading us to. I mean, nothing more than a basically just another, you're going to be forced into the tribe and you'll be happy with it despite whatever result comes in.
Yeah. They're going to demand it. That's why I say, people, you don't like your leaders now. How about a non-elected leader? Are you going to like that? Because you're not going to be able to vote them out. At least you can get rid of Gruesome Newsom. Not that the next guy or girl or whatever will be any better, but just be careful what you wish for. You don't like what you got now, it's going to be worse when you're getting appointee. It's going to be far worse. So get ready.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to wrap this show up at about an hour. It's an hour now, so I think that's enough. I think people have heard enough from me. And so thanks for calling, Dan. We do the show around 8:30. If you want to call earlier next time, we'll catch you. But,
hey, gotcha, man. Have a great one, Ab.
Yeah,
wonderful show.
And by the way, the Discord has been on fire. So anyone who wants to talk
about what happened with Richard, too. I mean, that stuff kind of sliced in half, no?
Nah, that's just a tempest in a teapot. It's nothing.
Oh, I got you.
We're all buddies. We're all buddies on the Discord. So if anyone who wants to just talk to other people like Richard or Benoit, just some great conversation. If you want to get some COVID relief just from the people around you that don't understand what's happening, come on down to fake11.com/Discord. fake11.com/Discord. What was that? Say again.
Yeah, you know, just some grand memes, grand content, even some discussion ideas, and even some research here and there. Yeah, man, very grand Discord, very grand forum site. Hey, take care, man. Have a great night.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm going to play a little bit of Arthur here.
Got it.
Arthur, let's see if this works. It's on Odyssey. Arthur, I've chosen to resist. Odyssey doesn't work as fast as FakeO2, by the way, in case anyone cares.
Yeah, that's good enough. I mean, Odyssey doesn't work for some smart TVs either. You try to
it's buffering. Buffering all over the place.
Got you.
Yeah, you can see it buffers. You know, I've got a high-speed connection here. I guess it's only got 7 views. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it hasn't distributed itself across the torrents. Yeah, it's not usable. I think he was on the Pact of Lions. Somebody spelled that wrong. It should be a Pack of Lions. But he is. The reason I like Arthur, he's a Polish guy from communism. He was there at the communist, when it was communist.
Oh, yeah, the Warsaw Pact. Yeah,
he was from the behind the Iron Curtain there. And he knows what's happening. He knows what's going on.
Yeah, man, hey, glad to have someone like with a sense like that, too. I mean, there's been so many of these posts, like, as of lately, too. I mean, a lot of them about this, like the full communist days, like the pre-90s days of how they had to survive, like within dictatorships. And if it wasn't any of those nations, it would be Yugoslav. And when everything went to chaos and hell, when there was no government at one point, they really knew what was going on.
Hello, Rebels, for Rebel News. This is, you likely saw.
Yeah, you got it. Let me just listen to Arthur here. Okay, we'll just play a little Arthur here.
I'm stipulating James Coates. Sure, no problem. For continuing similar order.
Let me see if I can skip.
Of a pendulum fence circumstance, communist China, to, development. And
oh, I see. He's not letting Arthur speak here. This guy's just doing a...
And those funds are going to go for their
Oh, I see what he's doing.
We'll continue to watch the story.
He's just doing a... what do you call it? Maybe I'll go to Arthur's... maybe this is it here.
It's open. Where are they? Why they're not here? This is such a hypocrisy that they have been hunting me for months to walk in. Well, it's open. Walk in and inspect if that's what you want. Where are they? I talked to the lawyers and we said, okay, fine. Let them inspect the facility if that's what they want to really do. But it's proving my point that there was never about inspecting the facility. This was about shutting us down. That's the purpose. And they couldn't shut us down today because of was too many people. It proves my point from the very beginning that they're not interested in health and checking if the facility meets their standards. They're interested in destroying Christianity in this country.
They hate freedom. They hate everything that is just and holy. That's why they're here. But we're not going to give more attention to the hyenas. We eat hyenas for breakfast. We are a pack of lions.
Well, you might recognize that face. You certainly recognize that voice. That's our friend, Pastor Arthur Pavlovsky. He has a church in Calgary. He's
all right, I recommend the Rebel News. They seem like they are on the case. They're the only ones that are reporting what's going on and the opposition. So good for Arthur. And he has his own YouTube channel as well. All right, fakeologist.com, fakeotube.com, fake11.com/discord. Those are some good sites if you want to get some COVID relief and talk to real people that are aware of what's going on, including the fake moon landing and all those other things. I do put a little bit of old-fashioned NASA 9/11 fakery, not too much, because now we're obsessed with the COVID fakery. Anyway, we're going to try and come back tomorrow around the same time. Thanks for joining, and good night.